This week in 1814, the poet George Gordon, also known as Lord Byron, made publishing history. His poem, The Corsair, sold out its entire first run, all 10,000 copies, in London in one day. Now, The Corsair tells the story of a pirate captain who's willing to risk the love of his life to save a slave in a Turkish harem. But aside from all that daring do, Lord Byron's reputation is also what helped sell The Corsair. He was one of the great romantic poets who penned timeless verse, even if his own time was short. Byron died when he was just 36. But not before he wrote lines like these. She walks in beauty like the night, of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meets in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. But we want to talk about The Corsair. Stephen Jones is a Byron scholar. He teaches English at Loyola University in Chicago and joins us from our studios in Chicago. Thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
But could you lead us along and what the story is, kind of give us some idea about the narrative premise?
Sure. Conrad, the pirate, or corsair, is ensconced in an island hideout. And then he leaves his beloved Medora behind on the island in order to go fight the Pasha, a Turkish ruler who is planning to invade his island. And while there, he rescues the chief harem slave, Gulnare, from the Pasha's grasp. And Gulnare falls in love with Conrad, but he finds he can't bring himself to kill the Pasha in his sleep in order for them to escape. So she does it. Then they escape and return to his pirate headquarters on the island, where Conrad tragically discovers that his beloved Medora has died of grief while he's been gone. She believed him dead.
Oh, gosh.
So then Conrad disappears, presumably forever.
All these characters come out of Byron's imagination, or was he inspired by actual people who trod the planet?
Byron said of the Corsair, in fact, that he wrote it con amore and much from existence, meaning, you know, with love and based on his loves and his life.
Mm. The pirate captain?
Well, that's Byron. As most of his heroes or anti-heroes were identified in his day.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it true that Byron had a child by his half-sister, Augusta, and named her after a character in The Corsair?
His half-sister, Augusta, did in fact have a daughter in 1814, just after the poem appeared. Byron dropped hints that suggested that he might have believed for a time that he was the father, and she seemed to have believed as she grew up that Byron was her father. She was, in fact, named Elizabeth Medora, after the Medora of The Corsair. At the same time that he was composing the poem, though, he was also involved with Lady Caroline Lamb, who famously said, you know, that he was mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
Just exactly the kind of thing that you want as a kind of tribute from your former lover, I guess. Well, he was, if I might put it this way, with regard to a happily married man, he was the Warren Beatty of his times, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you read a passage of the poem that you think communicates the spirit and the narrative sweep?
Moons roll on moons away, and Conrad comes not, came not since that day, nor trace nor tidings of his doom declare, where lives his grief, or perished his despair. Long mourned his band, whom none could mourn beside, and fair the monument they gave his bride. For him they raise not the recording stone, his death yet dubious, deeds too widely known. He left a corsair's name to other times, linked with one virtue and a thousand crimes.
Oh, boy. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
When we talk about 10,000 copies of the poem, yes, selling out as quickly as they did, how was that done in the London of its time? I mean, were there, and I mean this quite sincerely, street hawkers saying, "Extra, extra, Lord Byron's latest."
There were some sort of equivalent of that. There were some advanced orders, of course, and those count. But you know that 10,000 is only the first print run and the first day of sales. Within a month, it's estimated it had sold something more like 25,000 copies. So it's really unprecedented at the time.
Professor Jones, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
It's been my pleasure.
Of cloudless climes and starry skies. Steve Jones is a professor of English at Loyola University in Chicago and wrote the article, Lord Byron, Multimedia Artist, for the Byron Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can read the full poem on our website, npr.org.